ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय श्रीमद्भागवतम की जय। श्रीमद्भागवतम फर्स्ट कैंटो चैप्टर 13 टेक्स्ट 51 धृतराष्ट्रः सह भ्रात्रा गांधार्या च सभार्जया दक्षिणेन हिमवत ऋषीणाम् आश्रमं गतः। धृतराष्ट्र सह भ्रात्रा गांधार्या च सभार्जया दक्षिणेन हिमवत ऋषीणामाश्रमं गतः। धृतराष्ट्र सह भ्रात्रा गांधार्या च स्वभार्यया दक्षिणेन हिमवत ऋषीणामाश्रमं गतः। धृतराष्ट्र सह भ्रात्रा गांधार्या च स्वभार्यया दक्षिणेन हिमवत ऋषीणामाश्रमं गतः। Mataji's
Thank you.
ধৃতরাষ্ট্রহ ধৃতরাষ্ট্র সহ অ্যালং উইথ ভ্রাত্রা হিজ ব্রাদার বিদুরা গান্ধার্যা গান্ধারি অলসো চ অ্যান্ড স্বভার্যয়া হিজ ওন ওয়াইফ দক্ষিণেন বাই দ্য সাদার্ন সাইড Himavatah of the Himalayan mountain, Rishinam of the Rishis, Ashramam in shelter, Gatah, he has gone. Translation by His Divine Grace, Srila Prabhupada. O King, your uncle Dhritarashtra, his brother Vidura and his wife Gandhari have gone to the southern side of the Himalayan mountains, where there are shelters for the great sages. Please repeat after me. O King, your uncle Dhritarashtra, his brother Vidura and his wife Gandhari have gone to the southern side of the Himalayan mountains, where there are shelters for the great sages. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. To pacify the mourning Maharaj Yudhishthir, Narada first of all spoke from the philosophical point of view, and then he began to describe the future movements of his uncle, which he could see by his foreseeing powers, and thus began to describe as follows. Dhritarashtra sahabhratra gandharya cha swabharyaya dakshinena himavata Rishinam Ashramangataha. O King, your uncle Dhritarashtra, his brother Vidura and his wife Gandhari have gone to the southern side of the Himalayan mountains, where there are shelters of the great sages. So one morning Yudhishthir Maharaj found that his uncle was not in his room, nor was his aunt Gandhari. So he looked around and he found that they were nowhere to be seen, and it was not quite normal that Dhritarashtra would not be at his home, in his room, because Dhritarashtra was blind and he could not actually leave the place on his own. And so normally he was just in his room all the time. So he found it was very unusual that his uncle Dhritarashtra was not in his room, nor was his wife Gandhari. And then upon looking around, he found that his other uncle Vidura also was not there. So then he went to Sanjay, who was Dhritarashtra's secretary and servant, and inquired from him whether he knew where Dhritarashtra was. And Sanjay also in the meantime realized that Dhritarashtra were nowhere to be seen, so he must have left home. And he felt very heartbroken that my master in this way has deceived me, he cheated me, and he left without even telling me. So in this way Sanjay was lamenting, and naturally Yudhishthir Maharaj was lamenting along with his other brothers. So at that time Narad Muni came, and Narad Muni gave some very wonderful philosophical advice to Yudhishthir Maharaj, pointing out that our existence in the material nature is temporary. pointing out that the Lord has already descended to annihilate the demons and to restore his devotees, to protect his devotees. And in the form of time, Kalaha, the Lord is destroying everybody, especially the sinful ones. And he told the Pandavas that as long as the Lord will be on this planet, you continue to render your service to him, and then when he leaves the planet, then you also leave. So in this way, Narad Muni actually advised the Pandavas, headed by Yudhishthir Maharaj. And here, now he broke the news, the real news, that your uncle Dhritarashtra, along with his brother Vidura and his wife, his own wife Gandhari, have left home and they have gone to the southern part of the Himalayas. They already started for the southern part of Himalaya. Their capital was in Hastinapur, in present-day Delhi, and Himalayan mountain is not very far from there. So they have left for the southern part of the Himalayan mountain, and that place is very dear to the great saintly personalities. The sages, they like to go to the Himalayas because Himalayan mountain is very holy. And especially because the river Ganges flow in the Himalayas have become very sanctified. And the saintly personalities, they actually reside on the bank of the Ganges. And they perform their spiritual activities there. And Ganges is flowing in the southern part of the Himalayas. Northern part of the Himalayas is not really that sanctified, that holy. The Himalayan mountain range stretches all the way to Russia and China. But those parts are not very holy. The southern part is holy because on the southern part of the Himalayas, Ganges is flowing. And then in the next verse, Narad Muni will explain that they have gone to a place called Shaptadha. Shaptadha. Shaptadha means seven division or Shaptashrota. Ganges in this part became divided into seven branches. And that's why Ganges there is called Saptashrota. And Ganges did that to provide the place for the Saptarishis, the seven sages. Pulastha, Pulaha, Kratu, Angira, Marichi and Vashishtha. So these seven sages are most exalted personalities. So they have in the upper planetary system, they have their own planets actually. That those seven planets are known as constellations. And in Sanskrit, it's called Saptarshi Mandal. The seven sages have their own planets, Saptarshi Mandal. Do you know that? Have you seen that? In school we learned like a question mark. The seven stars form a question mark. And they indicate what? They indicate the north, the pole star. Pole star in Sanskrit is known as Dhruva, the planet of Dhruva Maharaj, Dhruva Loka. And the pole star, the Dhruva Loka, doesn't move. All the stars are moving, but Dhruva Loka is fixed. And all the stars are moving with Dhruva in the center. It takes 1 year for them to just make a complete circle around Dhruva Loka. And Dhruva Loka is actually the abode of the Lord. The Lord gave His own abode to Dhruva Maharaj. So, in this way we can see that the Vedic understanding is so scientific. In the West, they know that these stars are not moving. They call it a pole star. The seven planetary system, the seven planets, the seven stars are known as constellation, super constellation. But the Sanskrit understanding is very clear. These are the abode of seven sages, saptarshis. And pole star is the abode of Dhruva Maharaj. And Narad Muni, Prabhupada has pointed out that Narad Muni knew, because he had the vision to see what would happen in future. So he told Yudhishthir Maharaj what would happen. He pointed out that Dhritarashtra has left with Gandhari and Vidura. Obviously, they left in only a few hours ago, so they could not reach that place, the southern part of the Himalayas. But Narad Muni knew already that that's where they're going. And then there, Dhritarashtra will perform Ashtanga Yoga. And in this way he would purify himself and he would perform fire sacrifice, Agnihotra, Yajna. And he would survive, he would drink only water. He would stop eating anything. In this way Narad Muni forecasted what would happen. And then finally, Dhritarashtra will generate a fire from his body due to the practice of Ashtanga Yoga, and he'll burn himself. So this is how the saintly personalities are known as Trikalagya or Trikala Darshi. They know the time in three aspects. They can see not only the present. Common people, we, can see only the present. But the saintly personalities, they can see the past, present and future. They can see, just by seeing a person, they can tell the past of that person. And then, they can also forecast what would happen to the person in future. So in this way, they can actually understand. They have a perfect understanding. So Narad Muni is one such person. Narad Muni is not only a Trikala Darshi or Trikalagya. Narad Muni has the ability to travel to any place in no time. At this moment Narad Muni may be here, but next moment Narad Muni can be in heavenly planet. Not only heavenly planet, he can be in Maharloka or Janaloka or Tapaloka or Satyaloka. He can go to the abode of Brahma in no time. That is the ability that Narad Muni has. The transcendental spaceman. He is the transcendental. People are trying to travel in space, but Narad Muni has the ability to travel anywhere in the space at his will. And not only in the material nature, Narad Muni can also go to Vaikuntha. Narad Muni is seen everywhere. He is in Vaikuntha, he is seen in Vaikuntha, he is seen in Dwarka, he is seen in Ayodhya, he is seen in Vrindavan. Now, is this just some fictitious story? No. These are factual. These are factual happening. Narad Muni has the ability to travel anywhere. So Narad Muni advised Yudhishthira Maharaj not to lament over Dhritarashtra's departure from home. He pointed out that it's for his benefit that he has done that. Vidura is, after all, is his well-wisher. Vidura is a well-wisher of Dhritarashtra. Vidura is a Vaishnava. And a Vaishnava, whatever a Vaishnava does, is for the benefit of everyone. Vaishnava never harms anyone or hurts anyone. Vaishnava simply benefits everyone. Yes, sometimes Vaishnava hurts. Sometimes a Vaishnava hurts. But what he hurts, his hurting is like a surgeon, a doctor operating. It hurts, but it's for the benefit of the patient. Similarly, sometimes a Vaishnava hurts, but that is to operate the false ego. To get rid of the false ego. If we remain attached to our material situation, then yes, we may get hurt by a Vaishnava. But if we become properly situated on a spiritual platform, we'll recognize that it is for our benefit that a Vaishnava or a saintly personality is hurting us. He gives the right advice. He never leads anybody in a wrong way. He shows the right path. Just as we saw Vidura was hurting Duryodhana. Vidura spoke very clearly about Duryodhana's situation. He told Dhritarashtra that, look, this son of yours, he is going to destroy the whole family. He is like a charcoal. The expression is called Kulangar. Kul means dynasty and Angar means fire. He is going to burn the entire dynasty. Look at him. Look what he has been doing all his life from his childhood. He is evil. And you are still tolerating him. Look at his association. They're all bad people. They're always planning to harm the Pandavas who stand for Dharma itself. They're the devotees of Krishna. They're the most pious people. They're the most noble people. They never did anything wrong. They never hurt anybody. Then they had always been very, very honorable and very honest. But look what your son is doing to them. So get rid of him because he is going to destroy the whole family. But what was Duryodhana's reaction? Duryodhana couldn't tolerate that. Actually, Vidura was giving him the right advice. That Duryodhana, don't become like this. Don't behave like this. Vidura was not intending to hurt, but when somebody does something wrong, it is the duty of a saintly person to point out that it is wrong, and this is how one gets a chance to rectify himself. But how did Duryodhan react? Duryodhan reacted very vehemently. He started to call Vidura all kinds of names. He insulted him, compared him to a dog. So Vidura could not tolerate that. He just left. He said, look, I tried to benefit you, I tried to give you the right advice. If you can't accept it, then why should I waste my time? Let me just go. So Vidura just left the palace and went on a pilgrimage. And in the meantime, in his absence, the battle of Kurukshetra took place. And what was the result? So many people lost their lives. Dhritarashtra himself lost all his 100 sons. Not a single son survived. All his sons were killed. So this is how an honest a saintly person tries to give honest advice, but materially attached people, materialistic people cannot accept their advice. But a saintly personality will accept the advice. Like just as Narad Muni told Yudhishthira Maharaj, why are you lamenting? Don't lament. What has happened is good. And Yudhishthira Maharaj accepted that. Immediately he recognized that it has been for the benefit of Dhritarashtra. And in this way we can see how scientific the Vedic culture is. The Vedic culture actually has the process to purify everybody. Dhritarashtra, all his life, he was so attached materially. Dhritarashtra is a very unfortunate soul. He was blind from his birth. And as a result of that, in spite of being a prince, the son of a king, he could not enjoy the kingdom. Because he was blind, he could not become the king. And that, of course, caused him great pain. And as a result of that, Dhritarashtra became very envious. He became very, very envious. And not only he became envious, but he became very partial to his own children. Like Pandavas were actually virtue personified, goodness personified. Pandavas were the most noble and most pious people. Especially Yudhishthira Maharaj. He is the son of Dharma. He never told a lie in his entire life. He never did anything wrong. He was so pure. But Duryodhan couldn't tolerate him. Duryodhan could not tolerate the other brothers of Yudhishthira Maharaj. Although they were spotless, but Duryodhan became their enemy. About Yudhishthira Maharaj, it has been described that he was an ajatashatru, a person whose enemy was not born. Not that he didn't have enemies, like there was Duryodhan, naturally his enemy. But he never considered anyone to be his enemy. Ajatashatru, he never had an enemy. There is an incident. Once Dronacharya told Duryodhan to find one good person in the whole world. And he also told Yudhishthira Maharaj to find one bad person and come back. Bring that person back to him. So at the end of the day, Duryodhan came back alone. So Dronacharya asked, "What happened, Duryodhan? Couldn't you find a single good man?" Duryodhan said, "No, I couldn't find a single good person." Then Yudhishthira Maharaj also came back. And he also came back alone. Dronacharya asked, "What happened, Yudhishthira? I told you to bring one bad person." And Yudhishthira Maharaj replied, "I searched for the whole day and I couldn't find a single bad person." So that is the nature, difference of nature. That's the difference between a saintly person and an evil person. In the eyes of a saintly person, everyone is saintly. No one is bad. But in the eyes of an evil person, everyone is bad. He can't find a single good person. So, Yudhishthira Maharaj, Dhritarashtra was a very, very envious and crooked-hearted person. His heart became contaminated. So many times, Vidura gave him advice, even Vasudeva advised, even Krishna advised, but he did not listen. So that was Dhritarashtra. The person who is trying to hold on to his Rashtra, his kingdom, Dhritarashtra. He is trying to hold on to his kingdom with all his might. But ultimately what happened? Vidura came and Vidura advised him. Jaya Shishi Gaurnitai ki, Jaya Shishi Radha Madan Mohan ki, Jaya Shishi Krishna Balaram ki. So, although Dhritarashtra was so sinful, although Dhritarashtra was so attached, but one good thing happened is when Vidura gave him advice, he listened to Vidura's advice. And Vidura's advices were actually very strong. He told him, like, "Look, what has happened to you? The Pandavas, you had all your life, you have considered them to be your enemy. You even tried to kill them. You didn't try to, you didn't plan, but because you didn't stop Duryodhan, when Duryodhan was plotting to kill them, you didn't stop. Therefore, you are also a party to this conspiracy to kill them. You banished them from the rightful kingdom. For 13 years, they were wandering in the forest. So look how you behaved with them. And finally, when the battle was about to begin, so many people gave you the good advice to stop your son from getting involved in this battle. Give the Pandavas half the kingdom. They were not even asking for the kingdom. They said, give us just 5 villages. And Duryodhan didn't agree to give that. So just see how evil your acts have been all throughout. And now you lost all your 100 sons in that battle. You're such an unfortunate soul all along, and you're lamenting, you're repenting, your heart is burning due to the separation, due to the loss of your children. And the ones you have considered your enemy all your life, now you are sitting in their house and eating their food. Look at the state of your consciousness. You don't have any shame. The people that you tried to kill, the people that you conspired to get, deprive them of the kingdom, you banish them in the forest, you have treated them in the most abominable way, and you are so attached to some material comfort that you are eating the food offered by them today. They killed all your 100 sons, and you are ungratefully eating their food. So in this way, Vidura spoke very harsh words. So that's what I was saying, like sometimes Vaishnavas or sadhus speak very harshly. But that is for the benefit of the person. Just like sometimes a doctor has to operate upon the patient. Now the doctor goes and starts cutting everybody. But whoever needs to be operated, the doctor operates. He knows what kind of medicine to give. When the disease is minor, then he gives some medicine. Paracetamol or Crocin, some simple medicine. But when, as the disease becomes stronger, the medicine becomes harder. For cancer, there is chemotherapy. Or some disease deserves cutting, operation. So a preacher similarly, a Vaishnava preacher similarly knows what medicine to give to whom. Someone who is suffering with a minor disease, he gives them some minor dose of medicine. But when the disease is stronger, then his medicine also becomes stronger. And what is his medicine? His medicine is a dose of Krishna consciousness. But he gives it in such a way that it works. So Vidura advised Dhritarashtra in this way. Leave this home. There is no need for you to continue to stay here. You become old. You can't enjoy anymore. All your life you couldn't enjoy. You wanted to enjoy so many ways. You wanted to become a king. But look, what happened for your desire to become a king? You couldn't become a king. So you thought your sons would become a king. But the ultimate outcome was you lost all your sons. And you're old. You can't digest your food. You stay up the whole night because you can't sleep. You feel mucus in your lungs making some sound. Ghar, 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 ghar. So this is the state of your existence now, and you are still trying to enjoy a comfortable life. Leave home. And now you try to fix your mind at the lotus feet of the Lord. So this time Dhritarashtra listened to Vidura, because this time he was prepared, because he lost everything. He saw that his hope for enjoyment has become hopeless. There is no hope for him to enjoy now. He lost everything. So now he listened to Vidura's advice. Yes, let's go. Let's leave. Vidura, I surrender myself unto you. Nashta moha smritir labdha. Now my bewilderment is over and I have regained my memory. Tat prasada anyachi. By your mercy, I have understood my situation. And I will listen to you. I'll do whatever you ask me to do. So in this way, because Yudhishthira Maharaj, because Dhritarashtra surrendered to Vidura, at the end of his life, he became successful. So this is the power of Krishna consciousness. If we practice this process, no matter how sinful we are, no matter how fallen we are, no matter how degraded we are, if we just follow the process, it will work. Like Dhritarashtra is a wonderful example. He was old, and by Vidura's advice now, he accepted Krishna consciousness. He went to the bank of the Ganges in the southern part of the Himalayas, and there he started to perform austerities, practicing Ashtanga Yoga, meditating his mind on the Super Soul in the heart, Krishna in the heart. He stopped eating, he was only drinking water whenever he needed to. He was a very powerful person. Although he was very old, but when after the battle of Kurukshetra, Dhritarashtra was extremely angry with Bhima because Bhima killed all his sons, and so he wanted to take revenge. You killed all my sons, now I will kill you. But he did not express that intention. He simply said, where is Bhima? Where is Bhima? I want to embrace him. Let him come close to me. But Krishna, who is the Super Soul, he knew. Krishna didn't have to act as a Super Soul. Krishna simply, anybody who knows politics could understand. Like Sanatana Goswami, when he was traveling towards Vrindavan, and when the innkeeper was treating him so nicely, Sanatana Goswami thought, why this man is treating me so nicely? After all, he's a businessman, he's an innkeeper, he's a hotel keeper. Why he is treating me with so much respect and offering me so much honor? Because he's a businessman, he simply understands pound, shilling and pence. So, and I don't have any means to offer him pound, shilling or pence. I don't even have one broken naya paisa, broken paisa. So why is he treating me? So he immediately thought that somebody, my servant must be carrying some money. So he asked his servant, are you carrying any money? Previously he already told him, don't carry any money with you, because that will simply invite trouble. So upon inquiring, the servant replied, yes, I am carrying 7 gold coins. Then Sanatana Goswami said, give it to me. And he went to the innkeeper and said, look, take this gold coin. Then that innkeeper admitted to him, yes, I knew that you were carrying this gold coin. I knew that you were carrying 8 gold coins. Because I have an astrologer who can calculate and tell me how much money one has. So that you are carrying 8 gold coins, and because of that I was actually planning to kill you tonight. But now I realize that you are a very saintly person. So you take your money, don't worry. I won't harm you. Take your money and go. And Sanatana Goswami said, no, this is like a black snake. It'll simply invite death, this money. So he insisted that the person would take that money. And he told him that, help me to go across the mountain, to the forest path. And he took his, then he told his servant, so you have another gold coin, right? So you take that gold coin and go back home. I don't need you. So this is how a person who is experienced, he knows why people act in a certain way. So Krishna considered why Dhritarashtra wants Bhima to come close to him. Because a person in his situation would not be bubbling with affection for the killer of his 100 sons. So Krishna said, Bhima, don't go. He pointed out, don't go. He didn't say it. He simply gave the hand signal. And an iron statue was presented to Dhritarashtra. And Dhritarashtra embraced that iron statue. And he was so powerful that he broke that iron statue. So you can imagine like how powerful he must be just by embracing it with his arms. He crushed it. But then he started to cry, oh, what did I do? What did I do? I killed my own nephew. Then Krishna said, don't worry. Your nephew is safe. He is still here. So in this way, a saintly personality or a wise man knows the action of different individuals. So this was Dhritarashtra's attitude all along. But now, at the end of his life, he has become free from his envy. Now he has become fixed up at the lotus feet of Krishna. So that is the benefit of following the Vedic culture or Krishna consciousness. It doesn't matter from whatever background we are coming from. It doesn't matter who we are. It doesn't matter whether we spent our entire life in sinful activity. But if at some point we take to the process of Krishna consciousness being advised by a saintly person, then our life will become successful. All it matters is accepting the process. There are so many such examples. Jagai and Madhai. They are the most sinful persons. They were so sinful that when Jamraj wanted to calculate the sin, Chitragupta, Jamraj's secretary, who has the most sophisticated computer where everybody is programmed and all their activities are recorded, he said, look, I failed. They have been so sinful that I failed to keep count of all their sinful activities. And also, when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu embraced Jagai and Madhai, for a moment he became black. His golden complexion became black because they were so sinful. When he took their sins, the effect of their sin made him black momentarily. So that is how sinful Jagai and Madhai were. But by accepting the process of Krishna consciousness, they became purified. So in Krishna consciousness, no one is hopeless. Everybody has hope. It doesn't matter who we are. It doesn't matter how sinful we are. It doesn't matter in what situation we are. Everybody has hope. But we have to sincerely accept the process and practice it. That is what is needed. That's the only requirement. Accept the process and practice it properly. If we do that, everything will become achieved at the end of our life. That means we'll be able to achieve Krishna's lotus feet. So time and time again that has been pointed out in the Vedic scriptures, just as it is being pointed out through the episode of Dhritarashtra's quitting home. Hare Krishna, Gaur Premanande Hari. So does anybody have any question or comment? First of all, we have to understand that anyone who takes part in the pastimes of the Lord must be his associate. When a king plays a drama, a king stages a play. Now who does the king get in that play to act? Like for example, in Chaupati temple, they enact dramas. Now who all play in that drama? All the devotees from Chaupati temple, right? But in the drama, someone is playing the role of a hero, someone is playing the role of a villain. But actually it is just a play, it's just a drama. Ultimately they all are friends, they all are devotees. So Krishna's pastimes, the word pastimes means like a play. So in that play, everyone is actually devotees of Krishna. But by enacting this play, Krishna is making arrangement for people to participate in that play and become purified. Like Duryodhana, of course, when he is playing that role, he is being influenced. Like a good actor, what does he do? He becomes that person, isn't it? So, becomes that person means he becomes induced by that person, in a way. Like, for that matter, Duryodhana is actually an incarnation of Kali. He has become induced by, he has become empowered by Kali to play the role perfectly. But ultimately, we have to understand that he is an associate of the Lord. And at the end of the battle of Kurukshetra, we are seeing, like Duryodhana is enjoying the heavenly planet. But that is also not the perfect situation. The ultimate situation must be in the spiritual sky. So in that respect, an example is given, that the demons who become killed by the Lord attain the spiritual sky. So what to speak of the devotees? So Duryodhana, just by taking part in Krishna's pastimes, just by seeing Krishna, just by being killed by Bhima, a Vaishnava, he must have achieved his ultimate perfection. Like when somebody plays the role so well, won't Krishna reward him? Duryodhana, thank you very much for playing the role so well. And this is your reward. Come back to the spiritual sky. Hare Krishna, yes? Why? Because the doctor knows what medicine to give. Right? For Dhritarashtra, this simple medicine was not good enough. He needed more powerful medicine. So he had to go away from home and perform austerities and penances, practice yoga to purify himself. So that is the medicine he needed. Do you give the same medicine to everybody as a doctor? No. You, according to the disease, you give the medicine. Similarly, a preacher gives the medicine according to the need of the person. Hare Krishna. Okay, we can have a little keep. You have a question? Yeah. Well, first of all, to say that you are not getting association will not be correct. Because when you are reading Prabhupada's books, who are you associating with? You are associating with Prabhupada, isn't it? When you are reading Bhagavad Gita, who are you associating with? You are associating with Krishna. Right? So this is how the association doesn't necessarily have to be direct association. There are indirect associations also. So that is the first consideration. And the second consideration, the second part of your question. Well, at the same time I will say, try to get as much association as possible. Like, if there is no association where you are, like you preach and make them devotees and create your association, right? That is one thing you can do. You have to become capable. You have to become capable. You know, in Krishna consciousness, everyone is capable. I'll give you an example. Prabhupada's secretary was Shamsundar Prabhu at that time, our god brother. And Shamsundar Prabhu and his wife Malati Mataji used to travel with Srila Prabhupada along with their little child Saraswati. So one day, some big man, some minister or something, came to meet Srila Prabhupada. And while he was waiting to meet Srila Prabhupada, Saraswati became friendly with him, and Saraswati was speaking to him. So Saraswati asked him, "Do you know Krishna?" Then that man jokingly answered, "No, I don't know Krishna." Then Saraswati said, "Oh, you don't know Krishna? Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead." So when Prabhupada was told about that incident, then Prabhupada said, "See, in Krishna consciousness, even a child can preach to a big minister. Even a child can preach. All you have to say, whatever you know, whatever is your extent of Krishna consciousness, give it to him. If you at least know that Krishna is God, you go and tell people. Oh, you don't know Krishna? Krishna is God." So that will happen, that will be preaching. Actually, preaching doesn't mean a big scholarship. We don't have to be a big scholar to preach. We simply have to give them what we know, what we have accepted, what we are practicing. We should simply have to give it to them, give it to others. Now, do you know that Krishna is God? Then how can you say that you can't preach? You are very advanced. Now you go out, at least you are more advanced than the people, those who are around you, isn't it? You are way more advanced, far more advanced than those people. And still you don't want to give them your mercy to them? What kind of a Vaishnava you are? So that is the first consideration. Yes, you can preach and create devotees around you wherever you are.
Mahaprabhu said, Jare dekho tare kaho, Krishna upadesh. Amar adhyay guru hoya, taro ei desh.
And the second part is that how do you know that you are making advancement? The way to know about our advancement is to realize how we are not making advancement. The reverse way. You see, Krishna consciousness works in the reverse way. In Krishna consciousness, a neophyte thinks that he is the greatest devotee. And the most advanced devotee thinks that he couldn't even get a touch of devotion. He couldn't even get a drop of devotion. That's what Krishna consciousness is. So sign of advancement is, what's happening? I'm not making any advancement. What will happen to me? I'm so hopeless. What shall I do? So this anxiety will prevail. Hare Krishna. Yes, Navadi Prabhu. Yeah. You see, devotional service was very rare. It's only in this age of Kali that it has become available. Like, you know, devotional service is like a common medicine for all diseases. Like small disease, big disease, every disease. Like you have a common medicine, antibiotics. You have flu, you get antibiotics. You get typhoid, you get antibiotics. You get tuberculosis, you get antibiotics. You get, you know, like for every medicine, for, it's a common, like you get a medicine like that. Like one medicine is good for all disease. So in the age of Kali, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has given that one medicine for all. Because actually the disease is so severe that other medicines don't work. So prior to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's appearance, this medicine was not available. So unfortunately Dhritarashtra came at a time when this medicine was not invented. So he had to get a medicine that was befitting his nature. And that nature, that medicine is, which was more like attaining a kind of liberation, which is not leading to pure devotion. You see, yogis, through yoga, they may come to the ultimate point of devotion. Like Dhritarashtra probably, by practicing the yoga, came to ultimately recognize Krishna as the Supreme Personality of Godhead. But that came as an indirect process. He saw the super soul in the heart, because that's what the yoga leads to. The ultimate perfection of yoga is perception of the super soul in the heart. But then after recognizing the super soul as the Supreme Personality of Godhead, one actually comes to a platform of devotion. When one sees the super soul, recognizes him as the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and he sees himself as a minute, insignificant spirit soul, then what is his natural tendency? His natural tendency will be to surrender. And this surrender, sharanagati, is the beginning of devotion, is the foundation of devotion. So yes, he'll come to the platform of devotion, but through that roundabout process. Otherwise, you know, he could have been so fortunate. He was seeing Krishna face to face. But at that time he couldn't become a devotee of Krishna. So he had to take this roundabout course to get purified, see the super soul, recognize him as Krishna, and then surrender unto him. But in this age, there is no possibility of going through this roundabout way. Like you remember when there was the war between India and China, there was a thing called emergency commission. Generally, the army officers are, they have to go through National Defense Academy or and then get training and then they get the rank. But this emergency commission was just 3 months training and the rank was given to them. Why? Because it was an emergency situation. Now in Kali Yuga we are in the emergency situation. We don't have to go through National Defense Academy or like just a crash course. Or another way it has been given is that the mercy has come down. We don't have to seek for the mercy ourselves. The mercy has come down to us. Now we simply have to accept it. Thank you. Hare Krishna, all glories, Krishna Prabhupada. Subhadra, play properly. Take the mridanga. With mridanga, what happens? If you start off in a wrong beat, it's very difficult to get into the right one. That's why I had to call Pundarik. Anyway, the normal other beats are simple. Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Rama, Hare Rama,
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Krishna Krishna Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Nitai Gaur Hari Bo, Hari Bo, Hari Bo. Nitai Gaur Hari Bol, Hari Bol, Hari Bol, Hari Bol. Jaya Jaya Prabhupada, 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 Prabhupada. Jaya Jaya Prabhupada.
Premanande Hari Srila Prabhupada ki Jagat Guru Srila Prabhupada ki Sri Sri Gornitai ki Sri Sri Radha Madan Mohan ki Sri Sri Krishna Balaram ki Sandipani Muni ki Samaveto Bhakta Vrinda ki Gaur Premanande Hari. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to Sri Guru and Sri Gauranga, all glories to Sri Guru.